I want to make sure that I now take the time to welcome Mr. Howard Partridge.
Good morning. How we doing? How we doing? Woo! Woo! Are you ready? Are you ready? All right. Are you ready to set some big goals? Hey, man, I love hanging out with Santiago. You know, the whole last week we were in Charlotte, North Carolina, Hickory, North Carolina, West Virginia, and all through West Virginia and Tennessee. And the thing is that this guy can drive your car, he can fix your car, he can fix your computer. While he's doing that, with one hand, he's building an app, right? And, right, is it true? And then he can train your people, he can help you, you know, reach goals. And what I love most about Santiago is that he helps us all dream really big. In fact, I got home from this week, and I ordered a couple of cars online. You know, Tesla's coming out with an automobile that's only $35,000. You can just put $1,000 down right now. So Santi gives me all the details the night before, and I was like, that's crazy. And I got up the next morning, I said, that's actually a pretty good deal, right, with all the tax credit and everything. So I order these two cars, right? I get home, and Denise is like, Howard, you're going to have to stop traveling with Santiago. Last time y'all wanted a trip, you bought a house. Now you're buying cars. I mean, you know, but the man, what I love about him the most is he loves people and he helps people dream big. Give it up for Mr. Santiago Arango, man. Speaking of Denise, in 1984, I went to New Jersey to get married to my wife, Denise. And when I got married into that Italian family, you know, you've heard the story before, right? You don't get wedding presents. What do you get? You get cash. We got $3,000 cash in wedding money. And there was a friend of the family, and he's tooling around a little red Mercedes convertible. And that got my attention. I said, I want to know what that guy does, and I want to know if it's legal. It looked just like that little convertible right there. And I said, I want to know what that guy does. Turns out he owned his own business. I get back to Houston. I spend the entire $3,000 that we had to our name starting my first business, which some of you will see for the first time tomorrow morning, my first business out of the trunk of my car. Denise was really thrilled about that, let me tell you. And, of course, went on to do what we do now. I love you guys, and I just cannot believe what God has done among us. I mean, you guys are just so faithful and so phenomenal, and we just have such a phenomenal community. I want you to give yourselves a big hand clap. So the greatest lesson that I learned through that journey is that your business exists for one reason and one reason only, and that is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. Now what we're going to do is you have a handout in your folder. We're going to learn. I'm going to teach. And here's the reason. I want you to learn new things. But more than that, I want you to learn the proven systems, right? So we're going to work through some of the systems today. We're going to teach. We're going to throw it out. We're going to do some new things. In fact, we've got Dr. Joseph Michelli who will be here tomorrow morning. You excited about that? I mean, this guy is an international branding expert, number one New York Times best-selling author. And the reason that there are Mercedes all around is because he just wrote a book called Driven to Delight about Mercedes-Benz. He's been consulting behind the scenes with Mercedes-Benz, and they really took this brand from struggling in a lot of ways to really doing some really cool things that he'll talk about tomorrow. But Joseph wrote the Starbucks experience. He wrote the Zappos experience. He wrote a book about the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. And he's been behind the scenes at some of the most high-end experiential companies around. I mean, the guy is just phenomenal. And the thing is that what I learned from Joseph Michelli is that the number one secret of building a brand is the experience. Write that down. The number one reason, or the number one secret of building a brand is the experience. So I have a question for you today. What is the experience that your prospects and customers, not just your customers, but how many of you know that that experience starts when they connect with you on Facebook, right? David Fry was in this room last night. He said 80% of the conversations that are happening in the world today are happening on Facebook. Now, that's kind of crazy, right? Here's what I know. What I know is that a virtual community is an oxymoron. How many of you, when you meet somebody on Facebook that you really like, you can't wait to meet them in person? Is that true? You bet. You want to meet them in person because a true community is face-to-face, and that's why we do events. That's why we don't do just, you know, virtual events. Do you want to know the number one secret of building a phenomenal team? Here it is. Oh, by the way, Joseph Michelli said this. He said, a brand is nothing more than what people say about you when you're not around. What are people saying on Facebook about you? What are they saying about your company? That's your brand, and it's that simple, right? So the number one secret of building a phenomenal team is the experience. What kind of experience do the people who work with you have? Do you smile at them all the time? Do you make that? Do you have a good time? Are you adding value to them? Are you helping them reach their goals? One of my primary concerns is that Santiago reaches his goals, that he reaches his goals and dreams in life, that my whole team is developed and they reach their personal and professional goals. It's the experience that you provide. You may not have employees, but how about this? How do your vendors like to do business with you? What, right? What unique experience are you providing? And guess what happens when you do that with your vendors? Guess what happens? You get first in line. Is that true? So I'm going to walk you through this morning 9 steps to creating this, to marketing it, and delivering it, because I want you to know these steps. It's not always about learning something new. In fact, it's more about doing the things that you already know how to do. Can we say FTI together? Yes? Failure to implement? Right. Experiences. I saw this ad in a magazine the other day, so I decided to take a picture of it and use it in my presentations, because it says, I love this quote, it says, experiences are the most valuable currency. Experiences are the most valuable currency. What do you do for somebody who already has plenty of money? What do people who have plenty of money do? They have experiences. Bruce and Joanna, I get to spend a lot of time with them. They're such phenomenal friends of mine, and we just go have all kinds of great experiences, right? David Fry was here last night, and I have to tell you something. Now, we kind of did an interview style. It's a little bit different than what he normally does. I probably maybe should have had him do a full presentation, because the guy just absolutely throws down. He's so passionate, right? But we did this interview style, and it was nice, and we got some good stuff out of it. But the reason that I didn't make him do a presentation or ask him to do it is because it took me a year just to get lunch with the guy, right? So, hey, man, it's time for us to have lunch, because we have lunch every, you know, couple times a year or whatever, and he's busy on projects, and I'm traveling, never can get together with him. And a friend of mine, Kyle Wilson, sends me an email, and he says, hey, Howard, he says, I got some tickets to the Final Four. I know that you're in Houston, and I had to pay for them, but he's, you know, I thought, man, this thing's probably sold out, and who can I take, who's in Houston, who probably has the time off, right, that could go last minute, right? So I've been texting David for lunch for like a year. Can't get together for lunch. Like, hey, man, I got tickets to the Final Four. Would you like to go? Heck yeah! Right? So we go to the Final Four, and there were 2 games on like Saturday, and then the final is going to be on Monday, right? So we're sitting up here in nosebleed seats, and I'm sitting here thinking, I didn't tell Dave this, but I'm sitting there thinking, I paid $700 for these seats, and I can't even see the players down there. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and I get online the next day, and I find seats that are in a very similar place for $50 a piece, you know? Now, Kyle, it actually wasn't Kyle that had the tickets. It was a friend of Kyle's, right? And I was like, and there's all these empty seats. I was like, this is interesting. So, experience for your staff. I emailed my leadership staff, who wants to go to the Final Four? So a couple of my leaders went, Aliki and Johan went to the game with us. They sat in a different section. But I'm sitting there with Dave and Fry. Dave doesn't know how much the tickets are, right? And so Dave is always wanting to give back. So he gives me this domain the next day. He said, hey, I think you need this domain. He downloads like multi-million dollar marketing strategies on me while we're sitting there. Okay. Experiences are the most valuable commodity. The man doesn't need money. He doesn't need information. But hey, man, let's go have a phenomenal experience together, right? Now, here's the best part of the story. At halftime, the guy that sold me the tickets, now he probably paid that much for the tickets. I don't doubt that at all, right? He sends me a text and he says, hey, there's some VIP seats right behind us if you guys want to come down. On the 30th row, mid-court. I said, okay, now it's getting good, right? So he said, come down here and meet me at section 107. I come down there to section 107. And when I walk up, Scottie Pippen walks up. You know, the former Chicago Bulls, right? I mean, this guy is like, I mean, way up there, right? And everybody's taking pictures, and I get in behind Scottie Pippen. I'm trying to take a selfie with him. Everybody's like, Scottie, Scottie, Scottie. Dave's laughing. He's like, man, look at Howard, like a little kid, you know. Scottie, 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 you know. And anyway, so I got a kind of a selfie with Scottie Pippen. You can see that on my Facebook page. But anyway, so we're sitting there, and this game comes down to the wire. Did anybody see that game, by the way? And so what started out is nosebleeds. Dave didn't even want to go down there. He said, man, he's not going to get us in the VIP section. We're not going to get in. I said, let's go try that. So we walked through the whole arena, Reliant, right? I mean, the whole thing. It's about 2 miles to get down there, right? So we get down there, the Scottie Pippen thing happens, and then the game starts getting really, really good. Historic ending. Did you see it? So it was tied up, right? Villanova and North Carolina, right? Tied up. They tied it with like 4 seconds left. There is no way to put this ball in play and get it in there. But sure enough, Villanova, as the lights go out, the three-pointer goes in, and they win the game, and the place just went nuts, right? And David Fry is just like, that was like an experience of a lifetime. So that's why he was here last night. That's why we're doing a referral mastery seminar in Destin in June. You cannot pay that man. He will not take money for it. You cannot pay him to go teach. He does not do it. He will not do it. What kind of experiences are you creating? What kind of experiences are you creating for your referral sources? What kind of experiences are you creating for your vendors? What kind of experiences are you creating for your people? How many of you were here when I sent Michelle to Hawaii? An experience of a lifetime. See, I want to make a lot of money so that I can create a whole bunch of experiences for a lot of people. Does that make sense? I mean, that's a phenomenal life, right? When you can make a difference in the lives of other people. So the number one secret of a brand is the experience. The more unique it is, the more personal it is, the more exciting it is, the better. The number one secret of building a team is the experience. What kind of experience do they have working with you? Are you helping them reach their goals? So we have 3 E's of experience, and I bet Bruce DeLoach could tell us what they are, but he's got to tell them in order. That's kind of an inside joke, so Bruce and I argue about which one should be first. So I'm going to give you my version. How about this? Okay, so the first one is engage. Engage. The 3 E's of experience. Number one, engage. It's all about engagement. That's where it starts. Second is education. What happens when you educate people? What does that do for you? What does that do for your company when your company educates the community? Talk to me. You become the expert, right? You become the consultant, right? So then what happens? Does that raise your value? Does that raise your value? Can you command higher prices when you're the expert, when you're the consultant? Yes. Here's the other thing that it does. The third E is entertain. The third E is entertain. Engage, educate, and entertain. So we're going to take a look at what that really looks like, all right? So first, engage. Social media is, it's where it's at today. You got to have a strong social media presence, and one of the things that we need to do in the inner circle. By the way, how many of you noticed that we changed the name of this from the roundtable to the inner circle conference? How many of you noticed that, right? And here's the reason. The reason is that Inner Circle members, of course, come to the conferences at no charge, and we have got to every single conference, develop our Inner Circle members to the next level. Now, let me ask you this question. How many of you, first of all, how many of you are in the Inner Circle? Let me see your hands, okay? All right. Second question. How many of you have totally benefited from being involved with us? Let me see your hands, okay? How many of you have grown your business? How many of you have solved a lot of problems, right? And when Santiago and I were in Tennessee last week, there's a gentleman who owns a restaurant, and he's only been in the inner circle 5 months. Now, the last time we were in Tennessee, you know, I saw him. I didn't know him, hey, how's it going, and whatever. Rick and Santi work with the folks, and we've got so many people now, I don't know everybody personally. So, we didn't have a lot of time to chat, whatever. So come back a month later, here he is again. And he said, man, the last 5 months in the inner circle has just totally, totally changed my life. So what we're really about here, the reason it's called the Inner Circle Conference is because our mission is to create the most phenomenal community experience ever right here in this room. And these people here, and those of you that are members know it, the first thing you see is everybody hugging on each other. It's a phenomenal thing, right? And people tell us that they go to other conferences and that doesn't happen. How many of you have experienced that, right? And so it's a very special thing. So it's all about engagement. So on social media, this is why you got to have a strong presence on social media where you're engaging people. Watch what people like David Fry, what they do. He doesn't promote. I probably promote a little too much. Sorry. Victoria's going to help me with that, but sorry. He puts fun stuff on there. He promotes other people, right? Zig said you can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what it is that they want. So he's like, hey, look at this guy's, cool marketing program or whatever. And sometimes he'll, put me up there and say, man, this guy's like got referral marketing off the charts. By the way, that's one of our focuses this year at this conference and in June and in October. We've got to master referral marketing. I got an email this morning. And the guy says, his name is Kevin Dyer, I think. He's in the plumbing industry, right? And he said, you always talk about the referral thing, and it's like, Charlie Brown in the classroom. Wah, 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 like this. He said, but then I decided to take it seriously. And he said, my business has just exploded. So we got to take it seriously. We got to know it. We got to master it. Engagement. When you go network. By the way, this is Scott Reeb. Scott Reeb is in the house, and he'll be sharing with us a little bit later today. Yeah, give him a big hand clap. Man, hey, we got to appreciate our sponsors. They help make this happen. So the thing is when you're networking, when you're at a conference, when you're at something like this, you got to intentionally engage with people who can be good partners for you, right? See, we're thinking about coffee, we're thinking about breakfast, we're thinking about whatever, and all that's important. But the thing is, who are you intentionally engaging with, right? So Matt, for example, you need to know Laura. Where's Laura? Laura's right there. You guys are in the same industry. You guys can really benefit from each other, okay? So engage people. Now, when you engage people in a networking environment, you're going to walk up to them and give them your card, right? No. You're going to walk up to them and you're going to say, hey, Matt, how's it going? We're going to talk about family. We're going to talk about, hey, what do you do for a living? Occupation. Bob Berg taught us this, form, F-O-R-M. Tell me about your family. So what do you do for a living? Hey, Matt, what do you like to do for fun? Speaking of Facebook, this Matt over here, man, that dude can fish, okay? So if you like to go fishing and you want to catch a lot of fish, that's the guy you got to know, right? I mean, he's got all these fish laid out on Facebook, right? So what do you do for fun? And then M, by the way, if I run into somebody who needs your services, what message would you like for me to give them? See, it's not about you. It's about them. The way you engage people is make it about them, not about you. You got that? Okay. First is engagement. Second is education. Oh, and by the way, let's get serious about our opt-ins, okay? If you're in the inner circle and you have a website and you don't have an opt-in, you're missing the boat, because David Fry taught me that the money is in the list. Guys, these are basic things that as inner circle members, we got to get this together, all right? So you want to have something on your website where people can opt in, you can engage with them by giving them something so that you can communicate with them and you can build that relationship with them. All right, so that's like 101 now. It's not optional. The money's in the list. Then you got to have a way to continue to engage them with your email list and your mailers and things like that, which brings me to the second part, which is education. So when you have an email newsletter that goes out, you're educating them. You're re-engaging them. What did David Fry say last night? I mean, I've said it a million times, but when you hear it from somebody like him, maybe we listen a little bit more. Here's what he said. He said, the best way to build your business is re-engage your current customers. That's what your email program is about, re-engage them. That's part of the experience. The cool thing about the internet, there's a lot that obviously I don't like about the internet, obviously. But the cool thing about it is you got video, you got engage, you got private message, you got all this stuff going on. The way that I look at social media is it's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week networking group. You don't even have to get dressed up. In fact, you don't even have to get dressed. But we won't go there. Okay. I already did. Okay. So number two is educate. Right, so the pictures that are on the screen right now, these are our referral marketing reps that they go out and they educate our referral sources. They educate our referral sources. We do newsletters, emails, things like that. We educate people in our community because that's what sets you at the top, and it creates a positive experience, because what am I doing? I'm helping you. I'm giving you valuable information on how to make the best choices for that area of your life. Does that make sense? Okay. How many of you feel like you're doing a good job at education marketing? I got like 2.5 hands. I got a couple of people like in the whole room. Okay, so you see why we have to like revisit some of these basics? Okay. All right, number three is entertain. All right, this is Santiago and Johan when they were about 14.
2 years ago.
That was 2 years ago, right? I mean, does Johan look like he's like 12 there? I mean, look at that, right? Okay, you know what they're doing? Cooking breakfast for who? They're actually cooking breakfast for our employees, for our team. Okay, listen, it's called servant leadership. It's called servant leadership. entertainment in its best form, its most phenomenal form, is a community experience. And community doesn't happen without food, does it? That's the secret ingredient to community. When you feed people, you're connecting with them. It's as simple as that. So they decided to start cooking breakfast for our team. And guess what? Those guys took our team to the next level by engaging them, by educating them, and by entertaining them. The most meaningful type of experience ever is a phenomenal community experience. A phenomenal community experience. Every human being has a longing for belonging. Now, there's a great book out. I was in at an event with the principals of Chick-fil-A. And the chief operating officer of Chick-fil-A is also a best-selling author. And his name is Mark Miller. Guy's a phenomenal leadership guy. He's a phenomenal operator, phenomenal operations guy. And I'm sitting in this thing, and I'm taking notes, and they showed us some phenomenal things that they do in marketing and leadership and all of this stuff. And there was, you know, maybe only about 50 people in the room, and so we're able to engage with them. And Mark Miller said this. He said that community is our biggest differentiator. And then he said this. He said, we're really just learning about that. Now, the fact is that he had written some about this in this book called The Secret of Teams. The Secret of Teams. So the number one secret of building the team is what? The experience. What kind of experience? A phenomenal community experience. So how do you create community? Number one, he said, be intentional. Community does not happen by accident. In fact, if you do it by accident, you're probably going to get the opposite effect. Does that make sense? Because if I'm focused on me and what I got to do, I mean, and I did that for a long time. I'm a high D off the charts. Anybody that knows me can tell you that. And, I mean, I would come in the office and it's like, hey, did we do this? We do that? I mean, you know, we just, and because I'm already late, right? And I already forgot half my stuff that somebody's got to go get, right? And did we do this? We do that? And then somebody had to have enough courage to say, Howard, there are people here. Say hello. Smile. Right? I mean, hey, how many of you have a service company, right? And so we have this mission to provide the most outstanding service experience ever. But Howard didn't like the way the trucks were set up. They weren't set up right. So what did he do? He went out there. They're supposed to be at the job at 9 o'clock. Howard's out there at 8:30 yanking everything off the truck, and it's littered all over the parking lot. Nobody else here has done that, right? Oh, we got people patting people now, you know. Poor man. It's like Alex is here. I loved his wife's Facebook message last night. He's talking about how what a good time he was having here, you know, and his wife replies, Alex, it's time to go to bed. How many of you know we just need people, right? We need our wives to say, hey, you know, we need somebody to say, hey, it's okay, right? I mean, how are you going to be on time? That's the first part of the most outstanding service experience, being on time, right? You're not going to be on time. In fact, you're going to be late, and you're going to be mad. So here's how we do it instead, okay? The new Howard. First of all, I'm going to just talk to the operations director, and that's it. But if I'm the manager, if I'm the operations manager or whatever, we're going to hold a little meeting when you come back today. And we're going to have a little coaching session. And I'm just going to ask some questions. And I'm going to ask you if you understand what to do, if you understand the procedure, if you know how to do it. You guys know the coaching process of the inner circle, right? I'm just going to use that. It's a system. It's a process that works. I don't even have to get upset. I had a guy let an entire $65,000 van, brand new, didn't even have tags, get stolen. I didn't even know about it till the next day. My general manager had it recovered because we got GPS, and they got it recovered. The police went out there. Guess where it was parked, by the way? Outside the junkyard. Outside the junkyard. Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, that thing is going to get chopped, okay? So he calls me up, and he says, hey, just want to let you know, one of our vans was stolen last night. I was like, oh, okay, did we find it yet? He said, yeah, we got it, we recovered it. Hey, what happened? Well, the guy, you know, the technician said, it's actually an assistant, said he dropped the key, whatever. So we get the surveillance video from the building, and that's not what happened. What happened was he jumped out of the van, left it unlocked, and running. Because he was in such a hurry to get inside, right? So we bring him in for coaching. And I ask some questions. Yeah, no, it wasn't like that. It was like, okay, so then what happened? That's interesting. I already know what happened. Why do I want to let him ruin my life, right? Ruin my attitude. So you got to be kind of like Columbo. Remember that show, Columbo? Yeah. Huh, that's interesting. And then finally, I said, did you know that that building has surveillance cameras? And that we have a video? He goes, then